The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Tet Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Mozekini, Yosef Betzara, Venerat Zekinati, Yefa Betzara, Venerat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehu Began Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashlema, David Ben Julia, Sheover Nitua Hayom, Began Rahel Betzara. In the referral of him, Today's daf is being studied at Slahat Hayale Savagan al Israel. Shkosh Baruch Hu yitid lahem Hateret Nisahon Vatslaha Varvaha Bechol Maase Yedhem Yedber Sonenu Tahtehem Vatanem Hateret Nisahon. Amen. Amen. We begin today's daf on Tet Vav Amud Bet, and we are starting at the Mishnah Hamisha Tamin Vahamisha Muadim. According to our original understanding of this Mishnah, it means there are five situations that are a tam situation. That means you pay hatsi nezek, and there are five types of damages that are muad, that from the onset they pay full damages. And we begin a behema ena muadet. An animal is not muad, meaning is not accustomed lo ligah to gore velo ligof, that's to push. With its body, velo lashuch, to bite, velo lirbots, is to crouch on kelim and break them, velo nivot, and not to kick. All those are considered toldot of keren.
Right.
They're not considered common in the animals, at the derech, and therefore if the animal does one of these items, he pays, the owner pays, hatsi nezek. This is again toldot of keren. All these are considered one of the damages. Hashen mu'edet le'echol et hara'uy la. Okay. Shen, on the other hand, is mu'edet to eat what is ra'uy la, which means if it goes into somebody else's field, because Shen is always in the shoot, hanizak, and eats somebody's field, the fruit, whatever it may be, so that is ready nezek shalem ha'regel mu'edet l'shbor baderech elucha. Right, an animal that's walking as well, in even in the Rishut HaRabim, is accustomed, normal, as it's walking, to step on kelim and break them. That's regel. And right away would be paying nezek shalem on the first time. Veshor hamuad, of course, shor hamuad, that's the shor that was already worn three times, then it becomes an accustomed animal that gores. Veshor hamazik b'Rishut HaAdam, that's a shor that's shor hamazik b'reshut hanizak. That's a shor that damages in the reshut of nizak that we learned. At least according to Rabbi Tarfon, you pay nezek shalem. When does a shor pay hatsi nezek? That's only when it gores in the reshut harabim. The shor, however, goes into the reshut hanizak, then already, even if it's the first time goring, it pays nezek shalem. Veha adam, and of course, a human being is mu'ad. Le'olam, person, even the first time that he damages, he's hayav to pay nezek shalem based on the rule Adam Mu'ad Le'olam. Let's read Rashi in this Mishnah. Matnitim lo ligah bekeren, lo ligof dechifat guf vechulehu avi todad dekeren umeshamin hatzi nezek arei hamisha tamin. So you got the five tamin right off the bat. Ashor negabe negiha negifa Neshicha, Revitza, and Be'ita. Those are five examples of shor of keren that is paying the din of tam.
Correct.
Then you have the five mu'adim. Shen, Birshut, Hanizak, that ate perot, that's common, you pay nezek shalem. Regel, walking bederech helucha and damaging kelim derech helucha, a shor that's mazik b'rishut nizak that also pays neder shalem, a shor amuad that's a shor that gored three times now already has to pay nizak shalem, and adam. So we have five tams and five muads. That's the count of the Mishnah. Mishnah continues.
Amen.
Zeb, that's the wolf. Ve'ari, the lion. Ve'adob, the bear. Ve'namir, the leopard. Ve'habardelas. We'll wait for the Gemara to tell us what a bardelas is. Ve'nahash, and snakes. Hare elu mu'adin. These are also mu'adin in all of the damages, even neshicha, which normally we said neshicha is a tam for the first three times, biting. However, these animals over here, they are mu'ad because they're wild animals. So even from the first damaging, they pay nezek shalem. You have to always keep in mind, don't be confused when we say keren and when we say shen, when we say regel, those are the avot. But we have to look what these toladot are similar to. So when I'm going to tell you that neshicha is keren, keren is the horns. But when we look at the properties of keren, keren is an unusual damage of an animal, and there's no hana'ah. Similarly, neshicha, when it bites, not to eat, it's biting to bite, that's not a common damage of an animal, and it's not hana'ah, it's kavanah la'azik, so therefore, it's like din of keren. Okay, so whenever we're going to be discussing the issues of it, we're always going to be comparing them to the av, the avot. Here, you have a shor, or let's take a nahash that bites. Since that's normal, so therefore it's considered mu'ad. Afilu b'neshichara, she says, u'bechon nezakin u'meshamim ba'alim shalem nezek shalem. Because that is considered, for them, it's like they're muad already, it's like they're wild animals. Mm-hmm. So therefore it is the derech for them, and therefore if it's the derech, they pay nezek shalim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, bizman shehen b'nei tarbut, when they are domesticated, a person has a domesticated bardelas. Ena muadim. Okay, then they're not muad. Then it goes back to be domesticated, then it turns trained. Back to be constrained, then it ready to turn back to kidding. Uh-huh. Which means, when it's the derech for these things, then it's like regel. And if it pays nezek shalem from the beginning. However, when you domesticate these animals, now it's considered normally trained, and therefore if it does a biting that's out of the ordinary, it'll pay hatzi nezek. But a snake is a snake. No matter where you put it, can't domesticate it, it's derech lehazik, even the first time, and a domesticated snake pays nezek shalem. Now we're going to start, just as an introduction to make this Gemara go smooth, we learned the famous machloket in a banana Rabbi Tarfon, a very important machloket. Keren, everybody holds keren b'rishut harabim, chatzi nezek. What about keren b'rishut hanizak? So Rabbi Tarfon said, Kerem Bereshut HaNizak, Nezek Shalem. You're sure, went to somebody else's field? And they're damaging? I mean, if it's the first time that it gored, gored doesn't mean only gored. Gored, bit, pushed, crouched, all the different cases that we said. So therefore, it pays Nezek Shalem. The Banata doesn't matter. Even Bereshut HaNizak only pays Hatsi Nezek. Now, the Mishnah seemingly contradicted itself. How? Medeketani Hashin Mu'adet Le'echol. But one of the cases of Mu'ad in the Mishnah was what? Hashin. Hashin is Mu'ad to eat. Animal. It eats. Now where is Hashin Hayav? Only Birshut Hanizak. Ubi'er Bisde Acher. It says, Medeketani Hashin Mu'adet Le'echol. Michlal Debechaser Hanizak Askinan. Must be we're talking about Haser and Nizak. Veketani behema ena mu'adet leshalem kule. That behema is not mu'ad to pay full nezek, aval hatsi nezek meshalemet. Now, where does a tam? Where does a kid in pay hatsi nezek? We're talking about the Shuta Nizak. So that must be like Rabbanan, which is the Gemara wants to establish. We're talking about the Shuta Nizak. Once I told you Shin is Hayav, that must be the Shuta Nizak. And the same case would be Kirin, and the Shuta Nizak is also going to pay Hatsi Nezek. Mani, Rabbanani. The Amri, Mishune Kirin, Bahasir Nizak, Hatsi Nezek, Ude Mishalem. Good. Emma Sefa. Oh, I'll bring you right from the Sefa. Shor Amuad, Vishor Amazik, Bishuta Nizak, Beha Adam. What did it say? Shor Amazik, Bishuta Nizak, the Adam, Atan the Rabbi Tarfon. That must be going like Rabbi Tarfon the Amar. Mishune Keren Bahasera Nizak, Nezek Shalem, Hude Mishalem, Resha Rabbanan, Vesefa, Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, look at the, the question again. In the beginning of the Mishnah said what? Shen is Mu'edet Le'echol. Okay, where? Mishutanizak. We're talking about Mishutanizak. And in that case, Mishutanizak, you told me that Keren is Hatzinizak.
Yes.
Very good. That's the banan. And then you tell me at the end of the Mishnah, Mazik, the dam is just Keren, Mishutanizak, Mishalem Nizak, Shalem. That's a bit of fun. How could you have one Mishnah that's telling me the Resha and the banan, and the Sefa, a bit of fun? So the Gemara says, Resha, Rabbanan, the Sefa, a bit of fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Young, sharp one. Leave the Mishnah alone. Don't worry about the Mishnah. Come after me. Just follow me. Finish. Just accept it. That the Mishnah is discussing two shitot. Rabbi Elazar wants to say no. Kula Rabbi Tarfon hi. I'll tell you the whole Mishnah is a bitter form. Oh, how could that be? The Sefer for sure is a bitter form. Because the Sefer says, a tam that damages Birshuta Nizak, tam, a shor that damages Birshuta Nizak pays Nizak Shalim. Because that's a bitter form. But the Resha, how you get out of it? Yeah. So give us a school of a bitter form. Resha, Bahaser Amiyuhedet Lapirot. לאחד מהן, ולזה ולזה, לשברים. תרגבי שן, אבי לחסר הנזק, ולבקרן אבי רשות הרבים. Okay, make cases up. You know what the first case of the Mishnah is talking about? Yes, it's חסר הנזק, but you know how חסר הנזק? You can bring fruit in, and I can't bring fruit in. But we both can bring our oxen in. לגבי שן, I cannot bring my fruit in. So therefore, if my shor goes in and eats your fruit, that's considered chaser hanizak legabe fruit, legabe shen. Shen is chayav b'shut hanizak to pay nizak shalem. However, we both have rights to bring our oxen into this place. Therefore, it's considered like a shut rabim. So therefore, legabe keren, it'll pay chatsi nizak. So we establish the case that really the dolbush has a bitter fun. The first case was talking about we have a shared property. Shared for what? I'm only allowed to bring perot in there. You can't. Good. But we both can bring our shores in there. So the gabe perot is considered your field. It's Nizak's field. Therefore, the gabe, my animal goes in and eats your fruit, I'm hayab nizak shalem. That's the shuta nizak, the gabe perot. But the gabe shore, meaning keren, well, I had rights to bring my shore in there. Right. Just like you had rights to bring your shore in there. So that's like damaging the shuta rabim. Shared property. Oh, shore with shuta rabim, chatsi nizak. If it's a bit of fun, no problem. Amar Avkana, Amrita, Lishmata, Kamed Rav Zvid Min Hardea. The Amar, he told me, when I told him this, Hadush, me, Batsik Mukmet, La, Kula, Kadabit Afon. Is that possible to say, Omish doesn't get a bit of fun? Haketani, Hashin, Muedet Lecholet Ra'uila, says, and later on, that the Shin is Ra'ui to eat. When we say Shin is considered Muedet, only the things that it's normal to eat. Shin eats fruit. Shin means eating. Eating fruit is considered a derech. However, if an animal eats kelim, that's not considered derech. Okay? Ra'ui la'in. Yeah, ra'ui, yeah. Shin ra'ui la'lo. Good. V'i rabbi tarfon. Ha'amar mishune keren b'chaser anizak nezek shalem meshalem.
Which means like this. Where is Shin Hayav? Shin Hayaz is Hayav where in the shoot? Anizak. Yeah, that's good. Where is Shin Hayav? The shoot anizak. What does that mean, shoot anizak? It eats and the shoot anizak pays nezek shalem. We have a statement. The statement says, Shin is only, by the way, on things that are ra'ui. Pirut. Things that are not ra'ui, that's not Shin. What would it be then? It would be Keren. Because Keren is not normal, right? Oh, now Keren, Birshut HaNizak, also pays Nezek Shalem. Because that's the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. So therefore this would not work out. Because you're telling me it's only Bira'uila. Mashma, that if it wasn't Ra'uila, it would pay Hatsi Nezek. It's not so. Because once already it's doing something to Birshut HaNizak, don't call it Shin, call it Keren, it's still going to pay Nezek Shalem, Mitin Keren. So therefore you cannot say that our Mishnah is Alibad Rabbi Tarfon. See, that's where it gets tricky. Because you can have an animal that eats fruit, we call that Shen, because that's Derech. You can have that same animal eating Kelim, that's not called Shen anymore. Because that's not the Derech, that's called Keren. But so what? Whether it's Shen or whether it's Keren, in the Reshut HaNizak, it's always going to be Nezek Shalem according to the Bitarfon. So then you want to tell me if it's Bitarfon? Can't be, because it clearly says, only Dra'uila, but not Dra'uila, Chatzin Nezek. So Gemara says, you're right, Ela Le'olam Rabbanani, changing. The Mishnah really is the rabbis. Okay, now the Mishnah is missing some words, so we got to start adjusting the Mishnah. Hamisha Tamim Hin. There are five situations of tamim. What are the five tamim? Ashor is a tam, legabe keren, legabe negifa, legabe neshicha, legabe ribitza, legabe be'ita, kicking. Good, those are five tamim. Yep. Right? The im wa'adu, and all those five. All those five.
Yeah, if they did it three times.
If they did it three times, Hamishatan Mu'adim. Okay. Oh, so we just changed the whole Mishnah around, by the way. Which means the five and the five are all in Keren. There's five times in Keren, and there's five Mu'adim again. Till now, we were always learning there's five Tamim in Keren, and then there's five Mu'adim outside. Hashem is a Mu'ad, the Regal is a Mu'ad. No, now we're saying five and five. The five times that I told you in Keren, if they were worn three times, turn into Mu'ads. Now, continue. V'shen v'regel. Now we're continuing. Shen v'regel, Mu'adin b'tchilatan. Okay, we agree. V'hechan ha'adatan. Oh, and where are they chayav? B'chaser anizak. Very good. So therefore I can say the whole Mishnah is Rabbanan. Meaning, when we read the Mishnah, Vishor amazik birshut anizak. Originally, that's a mu'ad. We thought that's going back on Keren. No, that line of the Mishnah, Shor amazik birshut anizak, is talking about Shin. I mean, five tamim, whatever the five are, and those five tamim can become mu'ads. Okay, we are finished with Keren. Leave Keren out, put Keren on the side. Now, so can we talk about other things? Yes, the Shin is mu'ad b'tehila. Oh, by the way, that what I told you, Shin, that it's Mu'ad b'tehila, where? In the Shut HaNizak. Oh, that's clearly Rabbanan, by the way. That's clearly Rabbanan. Everyone agrees that Shin b'Shut HaNizak. And five tamim, and finished. And therefore, to go get a bit of full of vam this Mishnah. So comes Gabran says, Matkif la Rabbina. Rabbina has a problem with that one. Haketan ele kaman. It says later on, Shor amazik birshut anizak ketzad. In the next Mishnah, the next Pirik, the Gemara explains, or the Mishnah explains, what's the case of Shor amazik birshut anizak? Explains that. Now, I amar pishtama, aidiba. Now, in the next Mishnah, by the way, it talks about a shor goring in the shut anizak. So the Mishnah in the next Pirik says, ketzad. Now, ketzad usually is something we discussed earlier, and now it discusses, oh,
What's the case? That if we were talking about Kedin over here in our Mishnah, so then the next Mishnah makes sense. Oh, you told me in the early Mishnah that you have Shora Mazik Mishutan Izak. It's Kedin. Kedin, how does that manifest? However, Mishwaki Ketari Kedin. And that I Amat No Aidi Bat. You want to learn like you're learning now. That we never discussed Kedin in Mishutan Izak. My Ketzad. What's the Ketzad? We never discussed such a case.
Right.
Okay, play around with the Mishnah one more time to adjust. Hamisha Tamim Him. What are the five Tamim? Kedin. All the five styles of Kedin. Right? The first three times. Vimu'adu. They got warned three times. Hamishatan Mu'adim. Good. Five and five. Veshen veregel mu'adim mitchilatan. Good. Shen regel from the beginning. Vezeu shora mu'ad. And by the way, that's what shora mu'ad means. Shora mu'ad means, not a kidding. Shora mu'ad is a shora that's mu'ad from the beginning. What's a shora mu'ad that's from the beginning? Shin and regel. Veshora mazik mishutani za'ak. Oh, and let's go back to kidding, please. And shora mazik mishutani za'ak ma'lok drabi tarfon v'rabbanan. And that's why the next Mishnah said, Ketzat.
How do you figure that case?
The Yesh Mu'adim Ahirim Kayotzeb. There's other types of Mu'adim, by the way. The Zeb, the Ari, the Dov, the Bardelas, the Namev, and the Hash. So the Mishnah style, according to this version, is we start off Hamisha Tamin that become Mu'adim. That's Kedin. Now we discuss some of the Mu'ads. Shin is Mu'ad from the beginning, Regel is Mu'ad from the beginning. Oh, and you should know, back to Kedin, please, that sometimes Kedin is even Mu'ad from the beginning. It's Machloket at least. Shor Mazik Bershut and Nizar. Machloket Rabbanan Verabi Tarfon. Okay, going back, and there are certain animals that are Mu'ad Mithila, even the first time they do these items, like biting and things like that. That's like the wild animals that we mentioned over there. So therefore, the Mishnah is all consistent. There's no two shitot. I mean, there's two shitot meaning it's a machloket. But it's not a machloket, in the meaning a stira. It's not a skadudim. Tanya Nameche, we have a bright to support this. Hamisha tamin. Vimu'adu hamishatan mu'adim. Veshen v'regel mu'adim. Metchilatan. Vezeu shura mu'ad. And that's shura mu'ad. The Torah says shura mu'ad that pays in this originally... Mizik Shalem is regular. This is a shem regular. The Shoram Mazik Mishor Nizak Machaloket Rabbi Tarfon Rabbanan. Yes, Mu'adim Achayrim Kayotze Be'elu. And there's other Mu'adim that are Mu'ad Metchila. Hazeev Ali Adov Anemev Vabardelaz Vanachash. Good. That's the Mishnah. Now we go further in our analysis. Ika Deram Ulam Mirma. Now some want to bring a contradiction over here. What's the contradiction? Tenan, Hamisha Tamin, Hamisha Mu'adim. Now it sounds like what? You have five tams. Those five tams can become Mu'ads. Vituleka, that's it. Va'ika, Hazev, Ha'ari, Hadov, Hanamer, Vabardelas, Vanahash. Which means, what means? No, there's not only five Mu'adim by Shor. Why do you tell me there's only five mu'adim? What about all these other animals that are also mu'ad mitahila? There's only five mu'adim by shor? By kerin?
By kerin.
Kerin, you told me there's only... Kerin three times is a mu'ad. So what, there's only five situations? No. All these other animals that you told me at the end of the Mishnah, those wild animals, they're also mu'ad from the beginning, if they bite. So therefore, why did you only tell me Hamisha Mu'adim by Ashur, by Kerin? It's not. You have all these other animals over here. So what? They're all Todot of Kerin. Yishicha is also Todot of Kerin. Negifah is also Todot of Kerin. Ribitza is also Todot of Kerin. Ba'ita is also Todot of Kerin. So just like you tell me, oh, there's five times. Oh, by the way, those five times, if they do it three times, it's considered Mu'ad. What do you mean? And there's other more mu'ads, by the way. If a bardelas bites the first time, also a mu'ad. So I can read into list that. Umishani, so the Gemara adds, Amar Avina, Asurim Mechsra V'Achi Ketani. Read the Mishnah like this. Hamisha Taminhen, V'imu'adu Hamishatan Mu'adin. There's five times. And those five items, if they did it three times, then what? V'shen V'negi Mu'adim Mitrailatan. V'zushon Mu'ad. V'shon V'zushon Nizak, Ma'adim Mitrailatan V'Rabanan. V'yesh Mu'adim Acherim Ke'yotze Be'elu.
Besides the five.
Besides the five that we told you, there's other items. Hazeev, Ari, Adov, Anamev, Abadelaz. Which means, what this last thing did is, it also changed the Girsa of the Mishnah.
Correct.
It just changed it for a different reason. Till now, we've changed the Mishnah because we don't want to get involved with the Bitarfon. We have problems with Bitarfon, the Shuta Nizaga. So we adjusted the Mishnah to make it all consistent. Then the Gemara said, oh, some came to the same text for a different reason. They came to this text because they had a problem. Hey, what do you mean five Mu'adim? There's much more than five Mu'adim. Oh, so there's five Tamim. That if those five Tamim do it three times, it becomes Mu'ad, that's Keren. Okay, put Keren on the side. Now you have Shor, Hashin. Now you have Regel. Well, that's Mu'ad right away. Oh, and then you have, back to Keren for a second, Shor, Hamazik, Shor, and Nizak. That's a Mahlokin already. You pay Tahitzi Nezik, Nezik Shalem, and that we'll see in the next Perek. That's Mahlokin Abanar, Bitarfon. That's what's a Ketzat later on. We'll give you the details of that. Oh, and by the way, that's what I told you, there's five Mu'adim. There's more really, because there's certain animals that are Mu'ad from the beginning. So it's the same Girsa that we got to above, but for a different reason. They were trying to reconcile, there's only five Mu'adim. No, there's more than five Mu'adim. Okay. Now, we go to the Gemara. Continue. V'lol lirbots. What do we say in the Mishnah?
It's not Mu'ad if it squats.
Squatting. It's not, that's a kid. What does that mean? The animal walks on a shoot of the beam, sees kelim, squats on the kelim, breaks them. That's considered kidin. How much does he have to pay? Hatzi nezik. Okay? Tam, if he's a tam. Kibra says, Amar Abel Azar, no shalom ela pechim gedolim. When is he considered a tam? A kidin? That's only when they are big kelim. It's not the derech for the animal to crouch on big pachim, pachim gedolim. Aber pachim ketanim, orchehu. But pachim ketanim, it's the derech. And if it's the derech, why? What is it going to be called? It's not going to be keren. It'll be shen. Shen is the derech. So therefore, oregen. The point is, it's not keren. Once it becomes derech, so if Nezik Shalem, it does not fall under the category of Kirin anymore. So the Gemara is saying, oh, when you read that Mishnah, squatting, you better put an asterisk there and say, hold it. It's only talking about Pechim Gedolim. Then it's not the Derech. But if it has Pechim Ketanim, so then already it's going to be Hayav Nezik Shalem. Now, let me point out, but so you make the call now. You have an animal that goes and squats Birshut Rabim on Pachim Ketanim. What's the deen?
No.
Birshut Rabim. Therefore, Patur. Because once you tell me it's Shen, it's only going to be Hayav and Birshut and Izak. You got to plug in which item it is now. Now you got to follow the rules. So therefore, if it sat on Pachim Gedolim, Bishut Rabim, Hatsi Nezik, that's Kedin. If it sat in the Shut Rabim on Pachim Kedim, which is Darko, oh, that's Shin. Shin, that's already only Hayab Bishut, and exactly, if you'll be in the Shut Rabim, you will be Patur. Okay, gotta go with the rules. And that's what she speaks out clearly, by the way. Okay, look at that she, about Pachim Ketanim, Urhe, Lirbots, Vimrab, Sarab, Shut Rabim, Patur. Okay, it's not shin, it's regel. Okay, but the point is the same thing. Regel also is only in Ishut Anizak. Okay, good. So Gemara says, Lema Messiah. Let me bring a proof to this haluk that you just made. What's the proof? Habema mu'edit lehalech kedarka. It's behema, it's mu'edit, to walk in its normal way. Ul shaber, and to break kelim while it's walking. Ul ma'echet ha'adam, and to crush a person. It's walking, it steps over a person. Oh, so you see what? You see clearly when it says over here, Behemah mu'edet lema'echet ha'adam, et ha'behemah v'takelim, it's understanding the ma'ech means to squat. And it says what? It's the derech for a behemah to squat on kelim. Oh, so what do you see over here? Must be that kelim is a derech. But Amishtad said, it's not a derech. And you have to say that what is talking about pachim gedolim, and what is talking about pachim ketanim. Gemara says, no. From here, don't bring an ayah. Dilma min hatzad. What does that mean, dilma min hatzad? Look at that sheep, please. Lema mesayele, abeema mu'edet lema'ech, umatnitin ketanid, ela mu'edet lirbots, ela badai de matnitin begedolim, ubaraita bekelim ketanim, and yeladim ketanim, and beema ketana. Look at the next sheep. Dilma min hatzad. Hay diktani mu'edet lema'ech, la birbitza. Which means, didn't we say an animal when it's walking in the shoot terabim, it's mu'ad to damage with its body, which means if it leans against the wall, that's considered a tulda of regel, because the animal it's the derech as it's walking to damage. So who told you that we're talking about when it said lema'ech to squat? Maybe it's lema'ech means when it's walking, it's the derech to lean against the wall and crush, and that's why it's derech. But maybe in squatting, I can tell you there's no difference between gedolim and ketanim. So yeah, you thought the word lema'ech means to squat. No, maybe lema'ech means to push. And dechifa, meaning hizik begufa, is a todav regel. Just like regel damages with its feet as it's walking. It's a derech for animal. It's walking in the reshut terabim to lean against the wall and damage. That's a derech. Nasi. Dilma minatzad. Hay diktarim wa'edet lema'ek. La birbitza la minatzad kshibalechet. Ve'yesh b'tzidah kelim ima'acha minalakot. Ve'zhu shabaru zika b'gufa. Dere kaduka da vitu dada regel. What's that? We never spoke about regel so much. What's regel's properties? Regel means as it's walking. Isn't it normal for a regel as it's walking to damage? It steps on stuff. The animal doesn't look at things what's on the floor. It just walks. Similarly, todav regel is when it's walking, the animal moves. Bangs against the wall, things like that. So maybe lema'ek over here was talking about banging with its body. So if you have no ayah from this bright, that the bitzad is a haluk between pachim kedulim and pachim ketanim. Ika de amri. Okay, another way of learning. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo tema pachim kedulim hu delav urchayu afa pachim ketanim urchayu elafidu pachim ketanim nami lav urchayu. Well, this Gemara learns it the reverse way. You know what? When the Mishnah said it's not normal for an animal to crouch, it doesn't matter whether it's pachim gedolim, whether it's pachim ketanim. It's always non the derech, and then no matter what it crouches on, it's going to be in the reshut rabim hatzi nezik. No difference between gedolim and ketanim. This Gemara starts off. No difference. Betive, oh, question. Ulma'echet adam v'tabeima v'takelim. Oh, what do you mean? Here it clearly says lema'ech, which we understand to squat. It is the derech to squat on kelim. Also, must be what the difference between gedolim and ketanim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, tilma min hatzad. Answer: no. Maybe there's no difference between gedolim and ketanim. And there, it's talking about where it's damaging with its body on the side, which is a todav regel. Ika derami la mirma. Some brought a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braita. Tanan velo lirbots. What does that mean? It is not common for an animal to squat on kelim. Which is the master, it is the day to squat on kelim. Oh, so according to this last version, it is making a haluk. Amishta that says not the day to squat, that's what pachim gedolim. But in the kaname, when it said lema'ech, we can learn the word lema'ech over there, not to bang with its body. Lema'ech means to squat, and it's the derech, must be talking about pachim, ketanim. So there's a chaluk. Let's just review now. That means, if according to this last answer, if an animal goes bishu tarabim and squats on pachim, ketanim, what does the owner pay?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because you only hayab bishut nizak. If it's considered shem, it's considered egel, and you'll be hayav. But we're saying, oh, we said above, clearly that she said no. That she said regel is also patur. Yes, Rashi said. So very good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Now we got to know what these wild animals are. We said Zev, Ari, Dov, Namer, Bardelas. All those animals are Mu'ad from the beginning. Okay, my Bardelas. What's a Bardelas? Amar Yehuda Nafreza. Okay, my Nafreza. Amar of Yosef Appa. Okay, Metive. So again. Somebody asks you, what's a bardelas? It's an appa. It's a wild animal, it's an appa. Meti verbi mi romer, afat savua. By the way, it's savua also, this colored animal also, it's very dangerous. Muad. Rebir azar omer, afanachash. Okay. The amar of Yosef, savua, zu appa. Oh, now we have a problem. If it's savua is an appa, then a bardelas cannot be an appa. So now we're back to the question. What is a bardela? Don't tell me it's an appa. Because you just told me now to be meir, a tzavua is an appa. La kasha. Kan b'tzavua zachar, kan b'tzavua nekeva. There's two tzavuas, by the way. Amishtah's talking about a tzavua nekeva. The tzavua nekeva, by the way, they call a bardelas. Okay? It's colored. Obviously, it has colors. So they call it tzavua. So tzavua nekeva has three names so far. Four names. Tzavua nekeva. You also call it a nafreza. You also call it a apa, and the Mishnah calls it a bardelas. Oh, wait, hey, Rabbi Meir also talked about a tzavua. Oh, he was talking about a tzavua zakar. Tzavua zakar was also called apa. How do we know? Detanya, tzavua zakar, lahar sheva shanim. After 7 years, you leave this animal the way it is, nasa atalef, it turns into an atalef, a bat. Atalef, lahar sheva shanim, you leave the atalef after 7 years, nasa arpad, it turns into an arpad. That's not the species of a bat. Arpad lahar zayin shanim, nasa kimush. Comes a kimush after 7 years. Kimush lahar sheva shanim, nasa hawah. Was that a thorn?
Yes, a thorn.
7 years later, you leave it, it becomes a shed. Okay, which means there's two types of bardelas. There's the bardelas of Amishnah, which is the Nekeva version of it. Okay? Now that is an animal, has different colors and all that. That's the Nekeva and all that. That Rabimi, and it's called Apa, by the way. Rabimi Isra, Afa Tzavua. Well, that's a Tzavua. And Tzavua is what? Apa. Oh, he was talking about a zakhar. Like we see, there's a zakhar version of this item, like we saw in the bright over here. Okay, it switches. It changes. The bardelas is the more the kiva stays what it is. That's why it's called the bardelas. This over here, it's called a tzavua. It changes. It changes from one thing to another. So that we're talking about a different item. The bardelas is more stable. So Amishtah's Nekeva, and we mean we're talking about a Zachar, oh, it changes, like you see over here, that's why he called it a Tzavua, because it always it changes. Very good. Now, the Gemara talks about other things that change. Shidrosh shel Adam, after a person dies, his spine, la'achar sheva shanim na'aseh nachash, his spine, after death, turns into a snake. Ve'ani midi de lo kara be'modim. It's only somebody that doesn't bow during Modim, during the Amidah, when he prays Modim, if he doesn't bow, correctly, Hashem Shalom's spine turns into a snake. Amar Mor, we learned above. Let's go back. We learned above. Rabbi Meir Omer Afat Savua. Right, Rabbi Meir added that Savua, this male animal, male apa, is also a Mu'ad Mitchida. Right. Rabbi Elazar Omer Afa Nachash. Okay, Rabbi Elazar says, you know what? Even the snake is Mu'ad from the beginning. What do you mean? Ve'an antenan, Rabbi Elazar omer bizman chen benet tarbut, ena mu'adim, v'anachash mu'ad ve'olam. Which means, you just told me in the Mishnah, that what all, Rabbi Elazar says, when these animals are domesticated, Right? So then they're not mu'ad. Because they're domesticated, they become trained. The nahash is considered mu'ad the olam, even if it is domesticated. Which means, according to Rabbi Elazar, the only item is what? That's always mu'ad is a nahash. But other animals, no. So why does it be allowed to say af hanahash? No, according to you, it's not af hanahash. According to you, the only item that's mu'ad is the snake. All other items, it depends. If it's domesticated, so why did there be... Was there be a you know, this savua? Oh, this is mu'ad from the beginning. Oh, wild. And the Bi'al, you know what? Even the snake. No, it's not so. You hold that what? Only the snake. All these other items that are domesticated, you hold that they actually are? Pit, nechatzi nezek. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. Tinin nahash.
Don't say
even the nahash, just say the snake. Which you're right, the snake is different. Snake, I don't care what. Domesticated, not domesticated. If damaged the first time, it's mu'ad. And all other items depends. Right? If it's domesticated, Nechirami Rabbi Elazar will tell you, Hatzi Nezek. Good? Mm-hmm. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Now we start with the lions. Ari b'rishut harabim. A lion in the rishut harabim. Daras ve'achal. How does a lion eat? It's doresh. You know what doresh means? It eats the animal alive. It pounces on the animal. And just devours it alive. That's called a dirisa. So a lion, b'rishut harabim, daras ve'achal patur. In that case over there, patur. Why? Because that's the derech. Derech would be considered shin. And shin, b'rishut harabim, is patur. Since he did it the normal way, he ate. That's only hayab b'rishut hanizak. So if a lion pounces on an animal alive and devours him, b'rishut rabim patur. However, taraf ve'achal, if he killed him first and then he ate him, hayav. Why is it be hayav? How much is it going to be hayav? Hatzinezek. Because since that's not the derech, that's kerim, b'rishut rabim, hayav hatzinezek. That's your boyle statement?
Yes.
Okay. Comes Gemara and says, I can explain. דרס ואחד פטור כיוון דאורחל למדרס, אבי לה כמו שאכלה פירות וירקות, דאבי לה שאין בשוט רבים ופטור. טרף, לאו אורחהו, עד איפה צקרן, עד איפה פייס חצי נזק. למאמרה, now the Gemara goes on habits of animals, of lions. למאמרה, דטריפה, לאו אורחהו, you're telling me it's not the derech for a lion to kill before it eats? והכתיב אריה טורף, Bede gorotav, it kills animals for its cubs. So it tears it first before it eats. So bishvil gorotav, you're right. For its cubs, it'll kill first, but for itself, it eats it alive. Okay, umhanek lelibotav, and it chokes the animal and kills it for its libot, lionesses. Yeah, bishvil libotav. Yeah, for the lioness, it'll kill first, but not for itself. Vaymale terif horav. Which means, and it fills its caves with dead animals, so he sees the derech to kill first. No, bishvil chorav. Yeah, for storage, he'll kill first. But when he wants to eat right away, the derech is to eat alive. Umonotav terefa. It's lairs, which is also his pen where he stays, is filled with dead animals, so he sees the derech for him to kill. Bishvil me'onotav. Again, for his me'onot, he'll kill. But again, when he wants to eat, he eats. When the animal's alive, he just pounces on it and eats. Oh, that then, yeah, but we learned in a braita. Okay, an animal, even a lion, goes to Hatzer and Nizak. Okay, good. Tarfa, bema, ve'achla, and tarfa, it killed an animal. Killed the animal first, then ate, basar, mishalem, nesek, shalem. Why? I don't have a problem, Nezek Shalem, because it's Hasid and Izak. But it didn't do it in the normal way. Because it killed it first, even a lion. Hayaz, even a lion. I thought you just told me that it's not the derech for it to kill and then eat. So therefore, why are you telling me that you're going to pay Nezek Shalem?
We're talking about a lion.
including a lie, we're not limiting a lie. It's a haya. Can we even talk about a lie?
Why at least? Because he's
mu'ad. He's mu'ad? Mu'ad what? To do things the normal way. But if he does it not in the normal way, you pay hatsi nezik. Who said this is Rabbi Tarfon? This is Rabbi Tarfon over here? Don't say Rabbi Tarfon in this brighter. This is going like the rabbis. Keren b'shut ha-nizak is hatsi nezik. This lion, according to the way you just told me 10 times, a lion, when it eats, the derech is to eat it alive. And now it says, if the lion went into the shut ha-nizak, killed taraf, ve'achat nezik shalem. What nezik shalem? That's the derech. It should be hatsi nezik. Achav ma'askinan shetarfa laniyah. Very good.
It wasn't to eat.
It wasn't to eat. He was killing in order to put in the cave. And look, we said it's normal. So every pay nezik shalem, which means that's the normal derech, and therefore you're going to be hayav. Very good. So Kadosh Gavran says, hold it. Ha'achlaketani. What are you talking? It says he ate. So how could you tell me he's talking about where he saved? He's still going to save? No. Benimlecha ve'achla. He changed his mind.
Nice.
And then it decided to eat, which means when it killed it, it was the derech to do what it was doing, because the kavanah of the animal was to put it in the cave, and then we know that it changed its mind to eat it. Oh, so that's already the derech if you pay nezik shalem. That's the next question. Minaya da'inam. How in the world do you know what the kavanah of the lion is? That originally when it killed it with kavanah at the store. Oh, we see it changed its mind. I don't know what the lion's thinking. Ve'od d'Shmuel nameh. Hold it. Then go back to Shmuel's case. What was Shmuel? Shmuel said that if it was taraf, if it killed in the Shut Rabim, patur. Why? Who told you? Maybe originally it did the same thing. Dilmahachiyu. Maybe it would kill to store, which is the derech. And then it changed its mind. Who told you? Who told you I need this over here? Okay. Which means, again, let's go slow. I want to say that question of Shmuel again. What did Shmuel say if it was Tarak Shu Tarabim? How much does he pay? Hatsi Nezik. It's not the derech. Oh, but maybe it is the derech. And it should be patur. Because then it's shin and it should be only the Shu Tarizak. Why is it the derech? Because maybe it was killing to put in the cave. Oh, that's derech, that's shin. Storage, and he changed his mind, he ate it. If we should pay Nezik Shalem, but he doesn't pay anything because it's Meshut. So therefore, once you're playing with this game where he changed his mind, first of all, who told you to change his mind? And second of all, maybe learn Shemuel like that also. So Amar of Nachman, but it's like, let's that din ketan. Okay, that Braita, I have a way to work out the Braita. Read the Braita like this. She tarfa lehaniyach. Tarfa lehaniyach, that's one case. Osh tarsa ve'achla, which is another case. Mishalim nezik shalim. Good. Which means an animal that went into the Shut ha-nizak and either killed to store, derech, nezik shalim, or pounced and ate, nezik shalim. And two, you thought it's two cases. You read it as one case. You read nechnesas ha-nizak tarfa ve'achla. No. It's tarfa lehaniyah, darsa ve'achla. Both cases that are derech. Oh, both cases. What's the deen? Full pay because of the Shut ha-nizak et shen. Okay, one more keta. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Ki ka'amar Shmuel. Okay, what did Shmuel say? Go back to Shmuel. Shmuel said, a lion b'shut ha-rabim.
Yeah.
That kills. Which we understood eats is patur b'shut ha-rabim. Kills. The animal in the Shut ha-rabim is going to be hayav. We said nezik, hatsi nezik. Because it's not the derech to kill and then eat. So we understood it's keren. Keren b'shut ha-rabim hayav. We said hayav meaning nezik, hatsi. Right? Now we have a new derech. Rabbi Amar ki kamar Shmuel be'ari tarbut. A domesticated lion. V'aribad l'bi el-azar. The Amar Lav Urhe. Rabina comes along with a whole new derech over in Shmuel. The animal over that we're talking about is a domesticated lion.
And it doesn't attack.
Domesticated lion shouldn't attack. Oh, so now you know why? In the Shut ha-rabim, when this lion killed.
Nice.
No.
The reason why it's based Hatzi Nezek is because it's not the derech for it to do such a thing because it's domesticated. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi, Ravina Amar. Ravina's changing the whole style of lions. Le'olam urhehu litrof. Really, you know what? Lions kill and eat. It's the derech. That's the way. They don't only pounce alive, they kill and eat. Ushmuel de me'ah. So Shmuel, if it's the derech, why then when it killed and ate, did you say hayav hatzinezek? Right. If it's the derech to do that, you should be patur legamre b'shut rabim. Right. Oh, you know why? Because this animal, it wasn't the derech. Because it was a domesticated lion. And a domesticated lion doesn't kill. Oh, so when this animal now lion, domestic, it's a good animal, comes to shut rabim and kills and eats, Mishune, it's not the derech. Not the derech is Keren. Keren will pay. Hatzi Nezek. New style. I mean, according to Ravina, lions, a normal lion, it pounces, it kills, does everything. Oh, it does everything. So Shmuel, if it killed in the Shut Rabim, it should be Patur. Because it's not the derech. It's only the Shut Rizaki Hayav Nchen. Right? Oh no, domesticated, which is not the derech. Iache, Afidu Dar Sanami Lehayev. So then, why Shmuel did you say that only if it killed in the Rishut Rabin, it's going to pay Hatzi Nezek? Even if it was Darsa, even if it pounced in the Rishut Rabin, it should pay Hatzi Nezek. What did he say? He said, Darsa, Patur. Why Patur? If it's about a domesticated animal, I don't care what it does in the Rishut Rabin. It should always be Hatzi Nezek. Ben Tarfa, Ben Darsa. So Gemara said, you're right. Ela de Ravina. Oh. Ravina, when he made his statement about domesticated lions, lav ad Shmuel itmar. He wasn't saying it on Shmuel, ela amatnita. He was going back on the braita that we quoted. The braita said a chaya that went into the shoot of the nizak, tarfa behema veachla basar mishalem nezik shlem. On that, kitani matnita. That mishnah was talking about ba'ari tarbut. It's talking about a domesticated lion. The Alibad Rabbi Azar, the Amar, Lav Urhe. Oh, they're going according to Rabbi Azar, that says what? That once you domesticate, it's possible to domesticate it. And therefore, oh, so then the question is, what are you talking? Braita said what? If it goes into the Hatzir and Izak, peaceful Lizak. What do you mean? You just told me now it's not the Derech. So how could you tell me the Braita is going like that? Why should it pay full nezik? The Chaurah should pay Hatzi nezik. Yache Hatzi nezik by
Lishlume. Because
it's not the Derech. Gemara says, the Iyaed. It was worn 3 times. Now a Keren that's worn 3 times. Geez, a domesticated is a normal Derech? No. But what's the deen of something that's not talking about that 3 warnings? Pays nezik shalem. Yache, my eye diktani la gabet toldat deshen, gabet toldat derege ba'alimitnia. Kasha. This braita, by the way, was written in the sugya of shin. However, the way you're learning it now, Ravina, it's not shin. This story of the animal going to the nizak, and he was warned 3 times, this is a Karen story. So then why is this braita in the shin department? It should be in the Keren section. You're right, Kasha. So comes out, we have 2 ways of learning a lion. Is it derech, quote Ravina, derech for a lion to kill, to drown, to pounce, or the derech? Oh, so what do we have to say? And the Braita over there was talking with Keren. Because it was a domestic cow. Once it's domesticated already, it's not the derech. But non-domesticated, no derech. Taraf and daraz. The first she tells, no. Even a regular wild lion is different. It's the way it does things. For itself, it eats things alive. Therefore, for itself, if it did anything different than that, if it killed, and then that's because it's mishuneh. Therefore, the shutra bim you pay hatzi nezek. Right? Because that's a keren. But if, let's say, in the Shuta Rabim, it pounced and ate, Batur, because that's only going to be Hayav in the Shut Hanizad. So 2 different ways of learning the
damaging of a line.